Genesis 3:18a, "Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee." Here we are again reminded that the earth of itself brought forth no such thing, but only on account of the sin of Adam, as Moses had before expressly said, "For thy sake." Wherefore, as often as we see thorns and thistles, as often as we behold tares and the other noxious weeds growing in our fields and in our garden, so often are we reminded, as by certain signs of sin and the wrath of God. Wherefore, it is not only in churches that we hear ourselves accused of sin. Every garden, every field, and almost the whole creation is filled with such preachers and such monitors of our sin and of the wrath of God, which is brought down upon us on account of that sin. Wherefore, all prayer to the Lord is necessary, that he would take away from our eyes and from our hearts this marvelous insensibility, that being thus perpetually reminded of our sin, we may at length put off our self-security and walk in the fear of God. For by these various evidences of the curse of God, we are continually met, cast down, and overwhelmed. This Moses will now still more extensively set before us. He next says,